This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you may be. It is about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will, in fact, be here in exactly 1 hour. If it sounds a little different, I am broadcasting from my humble abode, my home Connecticut studio, trying a couple of new pieces of equipment, so hopefully it is sounding okay on your end. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go, as this will be the final Wednesday before a brand new year. I want to thank the USA Radio Network, in case I forget, before the end of this hour when Wayne takes over, for allowing me this first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and today a special Wednesday Humpin' Day, Trumpin' Day session here as we get to embark on 2021. I know Wayne's got a lot to talk about tonight, so he will be up, like I said, in just about an hour. I do have a couple of guests coming up from the Heritage Foundation, one of our pals, Stephen Bucci, and then another person going to talk a little economics at the bottom of the hour. But this is where we are. If you want to call in, you always can. We can grab a couple of calls right after the opening break. 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. And a couple things I wanted to start with. One is, as I'm going through different news outlets today, it sort of struck me, what are we supposed to trust as people who are thirsty for the news, right? What is the outlet that we're supposed to go to? Because I have people who are constantly sending me all of these different, sometimes well-read, well-written articles about different topics, and they're from either obscure websites or websites that lean heavy in one direction. But what are we supposed to look to as Americans for a go-to news source, right? I mean, like I've said a million times, the most honest medium is talk radio, and I honestly believe that. But the problem with that is talk radio has to get their information from someplace. It doesn't come out of thin air, and there are just so many sources that can provide information for you. But it's not CNN. It's no longer Fox, right? It's not your local yokel ABC, NBC, and CBS. It's not those. I mean, Breitbart seems like half the time they get it right, but the other time they lean heavy to the right. New York Times, of course, Gateway Pundit. Where do you go, the Spectre? Where do you go for news that you feel like you can trust? It's very terrible. And you know, you take some of these stories that they appear to be on the up and up, and then you actually dig a little bit further, and they're bogus. And it happens time and time again, and I personally am growing tired and sick of it. Now, I'm not talking about anything in one particular story, but it's just I'm getting inundated over and over again, and I'm sure a lot of you are, with stuff about the election. And you don't know what you can believe. And you don't know how much Sidney Powell has and how much he doesn't have and how much is nonsense and how much is gibberish. And you know, is the Kraken released? And then we have, you know, senators now who are coming out. And at least this is a corroborated source. But now you've got senators who are going to challenge this, which is a good thing. We're going to maybe have an open debate as to whether or not this election was slanted and rigged in a sense. So at least that's going to happen. But it's frustrating when you try to find out, you know, the information, and the information is so warped and slanted depending upon what website you click on. You don't know. You get frustrated. You don't know what to believe. And I never really go on the air with anything unless I've found it in 3, 4, even 5 locations now, because it's just not worth it. It's just not. But I was thinking about that, and I was also thinking about, you know, as we wrap up 2020, which for many and a lot of folks has maybe been the worst year of their lives, the worst year at least in our lifetime, maybe in human record. I don't know. Maybe you can make an argument that there have been times when there's been a lot more bloodshed and a lot more anger in the world. But I don't know. It's hard to look back at that. I mean, maybe World War II and the Civil War. You could make an argument at least that for this country. But I was, you know, thinking about what I want to do moving forward and what I want to reaffirm to everyone moving forward. I feel like, you know, I have to just announce to the world, you know, I'm an American. I'm a lover of liberty. And my enemies are communists, modern communists, right? They don't usually call themselves communists. They're just sort of hiding behind that word. Or at least hiding behind that, what that word means. They don't want everybody to know, modern-day communists, don't want everybody to know that they're actually communists. But I want to talk about things that make Americans, like, where is the decency in America? Where is the integrity in America? Where is that? Where are the solutions to what has made us crooked? Where are the solutions to politicians who are all too ready to, you know, take a briefcase filled with $100 bills before they, you know, vote on something? I feel as though, you know, we have almost let that slide now, right? The American public is, I know I talk about this a lot, but it's very frustrating for me because I think that being a representative, being a politician, being a senator, being a United States congressman, it is one of the most important positions that somebody can have, in particular being a senator. There's only 100 of you. And being one of those 100 most powerful people on the planet, to infuse greed into all that, it's, as I said to you before, it's very frustrating as somebody looking in from the outside, as you see somebody who is as corrupt as the day is long. And that is, you know, that is what I feel like, that is what we can combat going forward in 2021. Like, if you see something that doesn't look right, you feel something that isn't right with your politician, wherever you might be listening right now, whether you're in, you know, California or Vegas, Connecticut, Long Island, wherever you might be, and you've got somebody that never comes to your district, you've got somebody who never answers your emails, you've got somebody who, as your senator or congressman, just isn't there and isn't what you think is a good representative of you. I mean, it's time for us to act as a nation. It really is. It's time for us to stand up and be counted. And I know those are, maybe feel like those are, I don't know, what kind of word, Pollyannic type of words, right? Where you can say that, beat your chest, and then next thing you know, everybody goes back to what they were doing before. Somewhere along the line, somebody's got to stand up. We all got to stand up for what we think is right, because we are beginning to get to that edge of the abyss, and when we go over that edge, there's no coming back. You realize that. Because if we succumb to, you know, giving up our personal liberties and giving up our personal freedom and, you know, diving into the world of socialism and not really rewarding somebody for success and penalizing somebody for making the best widgets and all that goes along with that, and rewarding someone for being corrupt and not giving just due to the police departments across the country and, you know, turning our back on anything that is right and good and solemn. Yeah, it doesn't take long to fall over the cliff, right? It doesn't take a long time to slip into the abyss. And it does seem like this, and I've never been one to buy into this whole idea where there's a concerted effort to bring us all down, but I kind of am buying into it now, right? I don't know who is driving it, like if there's one entity behind it. I mentioned communism in the beginning, but I mean, there's no communist leader in this country. But, you know, if you look into the school systems, you look into the universities across the country, they've been doing this for a long, long time, but maybe the scales are beginning to tip, right? Maybe there are just more people who are buying into that liberal mindset of wanting to be on the take as opposed to wanting to make something out of themselves. That's what I boil it down to. You know, people who consider themselves like in that socialist bent. They don't really have a lot of dreams or desires. See, a true capitalist, somebody who really believes in freedom, believes that they can make their life whatever it is that they want to make it. All they need to be, you know, all they need to be handed is just some platform of freedom, and then they can do what they need to do. I guess what I'm trying to do, and I'm going all over the place to get to it, is we're going to have to somewhere, maybe in the next 4 years, maybe in the next 8 years, we're going to have that line in the sand be crossed, right? We're going to have to throw the tea into the Boston Harbor. We're going to have to stand up. I know, you know, the Tea Party sort of did it, and they did it for a little while, and then they've kind of dissipated and backed off. But if these folks in Washington continue to steal your freedoms, and we're to lose the Georgia elections, you're going to see a drastic change. Now, if Georgia stays Republican, which it might, it's a coin flip right now, you might be able to buy a little bit more time before you have to make that final stand. But it's coming. It's coming. You know, states are beginning to change, right? Georgia has changed. Culturally, it's changed. It's not what it was 20 years ago. So you're not going to be able to bank on states that can give you what you know, originally thought they could give you. And, you know, Texas is changing. Can you imagine if Texas changes and completely becomes purple? It's the end of freedom as we know it. I mean, that's, you know, then there's no coming back. California's going, and if Texas is to be going, and New York's going. So I guess what I'm trying to say, and again, I don't know if I did such a great job opening this thing up tonight, and I apologize for that. I'm all over the place. But the point is, somewhere along the line, we're all going to have to stand up. And we can talk the talk, but somewhere along the line, we're going to have to walk the walk and try to make a difference that way. Anyway, it's about 17 minutes after the hour, whether you're listening on the West Coast or the East Coast. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. I do have a couple of guests. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding life-threatening injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackbush, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hard to get everything in. There's so much going on. Trying to kind of stuff it all in and get everything in every second of this show. Sponsor of this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune system's under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, more COVID, oh my gosh. And, of course, this past presidential election, if that doesn't stress you out, if that doesn't take a toll on your mental, emotional, and physical health, I don't know what will. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. So since taking these products, my energy level has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, I'm feeling better than I have in years, and of course the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off already, unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341, that's 888-910-0341, call now, or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive that same 20% off. FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here again in about 35 minutes or so, 40 minutes, doing his thing for the last 2 hours. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you again. My name is Lee Elsie. Today's Wednesday, so you're saying, wait a second, today's Wednesday. Well, tomorrow night. They're doing the best of. So we're here tonight, and Wayne will be here in just a little bit, so hang on for that. Now let's go out to Connecticut. We'll grab a call or two where Reed always has something nice to say about me. So why wouldn't I put Reed up first? Reed, how are you, man?
That's it. Flattery will get you everywhere, right?
You
are you there?
You got it.
I am. The floor is yours, my friend.
The Christmas was great, and I want to wish you a happy new year, because if 2021 is even half as dazzling as 2020 was for you, you are going to be a star. You're already a star, but you're on a star-like trajectory, and you're the star I want to hitch my wagon to, and anybody that doesn't do that isn't smart. But I was really inspired by your opening comments, and what I interpret them to be is you're saying, hey, look at all this trouble. And I think the most poignant comment you made is that you didn't used to believe that there are evil forces trying to drag us down and destroy us, but now you're not so sure. And so it is in that spirit of chaos and doubt that you are saying, I need to take a look at who I am and what I do. And I've always said those are the two most important questions any man or woman can ask himself. Who am I and what do I do? And that's what you're saying. And what I think is the answer is the same as the expression all is fair in love and war connotes, which is it's always a battle out there. In military wars, the battle goes on constantly, and all it does is change location from the battlefield to the diplomatic table, but you're always fighting. What I think is that when there's opportunity, whether it's in business or politics or how to make people feel better in their lives and be more accomplished in their lives, it's about the values that you have. And the more I listen to you, the more I realize that you grew up with great values. And in the Christian sense, that means you've got love in your heart. And this goes for Wayne, who often talks about his Jewish background, because Christians are just turbocharged Jews. We have the extra testament. But it's the foundation of it is the Old Testament, which is the Torah. And I think, therefore, the answer is love in your heart. People know, even if they're on the side that we consider our enemies, the ones trying to drag us down, that there's something wrong out there. Life is not passing the smell test. And they're going to look to people like you who have good values and love in their heart, and they will find you. So that's the answer.
Reed, I got to go because the music is playing, my friend, but I cannot thank you enough. You're one of the nicest men that calls up our shows, and I thank you very much for your time. I mean, it really is spectacular. In fact, you're so wise, you deserve your own show. So, and I mean that. You're really good. But thank you very much, as always, and I appreciate that, Reed. So, listen, I gotta run. I got to get to the bottom of the hour. We do have a couple of back-to-back guests from the Heritage Foundation. We'll chat with them next. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The chief operating officer of Warp Speed is hailing the progress of the effort to get vaccines out across America.
We are really doing well, in my opinion, in distribution. Over 14 million doses of vaccine have been distributed to date, and every day we push more vaccine out.
General Gus Dave Perna, speaking in Washington, D.C. during a press briefing, he continues.
In fact, this week we started not only pushing first dose vaccine, but we started pushing second dose vaccine for the Pfizer vaccine.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is the first senator to say he will object when Congress meets next week to certify the election results for President-elect Joe Biden. The results of the election were also challenged in 2005 and 2016. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. We have such great friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and here is another one, Senior Policy Analyst Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. Man, I could talk to this gentleman for hours probably about the federal budget, but we'll do that another day. Adam Michelle is joining us. Adam, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so New York, the lawmakers want to weigh a tax increase on the wealthy. So this isn't news, is it?
Well, it's certainly news for the people who might get their taxes increased, but you're right. I mean, states across the country are facing tough budget times, and the New Yorks of the world, the Californians of the world, are turning to the sort of things they always turn to, and that's new taxes on their highest income residents. It's particularly interesting in New York, where at the top 2% of earners in the state already pay about half of the income tax revenue that they take in. So if further increasing that will just exacerbate the flood of people that are leaving the New Yorks and the Californians of the country for the Floridas and the Texases.
Didn't Cuomo already beg people to stay? Did I miss that? Did I dream that? He did beg the people to stay, didn't he?
That sounds like something he would do. I know that these states are certainly hurting as they see the most productive people move to places that aren't taxing them at punitive levels. You saw, I don't know, over the last couple of weeks, folks from California moving to Texas. Elon Musk, yeah, HP is moving their headquarters. Oracle, I think, announced they're going to move. It's just like a flood of businesses and individuals who just know that this is unsustainable. That New York in particular has such a large budget problem that can't be fixed with tax increases. It has to be done through constraining spending growth. And these legislators are not showing any signs that they understand the actual underlying problem here.
And, you know, the same thing's happening in my home state, too. Connecticut has a mass exodus, and people are going, like you said, to Florida or Texas for 6 months and a day, and that's their residency, and they're getting huge breaks as it pertains to taxes. When will these people learn? They can't be this stupid. I mean, this doesn't work. This whole idea of taxing them into oblivion, these people are wealthy, and in particular the real wealthy, they can just pick up and move. Maybe, you know, maybe the middle class is more hamstrung, but the folks who have the money, they can just leave.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think it's interesting you point to Connecticut. It looks like the governor there is souring to the idea of another tax increase,
right,
on high-income earners in Connecticut, maybe signaling that at least temporarily someone in the state has learned this lesson. But I think the taxes and spending are linked. And I mean, New York, before the COVID crisis happened, had a $6 billion deficit. And so these problems are systemic and really have very little to do with the current crisis. There are ongoing problems that Illinois and New York of the world have, and they're going to keep popping up. And the solution can't always be to return to the same tools that haven't fixed the problem for decades now.
Well, I want to ask you what will fix them in a second, but just to back up to Governor Lamont here in the state of Connecticut, just to not give him a complete pass, because he is left of center, but the sad part is the majority of the folks who run Hartford, the legislature, is super left, and they have a super majority in both the House and the Senate, so they can pretty much do whatever they want. So maybe this is just a positioning move for the governor to sort of try to get back to the center a little bit and not be to blame when they hammer us again with taxes. But what would be the best thing for a New York or California or Connecticut, for that matter, to do to get themselves out of this endless cycle of of tax and spend, et cetera?
It's addressing the pension crisis that is already swamping states like Illinois and New York and California. The biggest drivers of unsustainable budgets is politicians tend to make promises that they will pay big benefits in the future. It means that you can give people things without actually raising taxes today. But then taxes have to go up in the future if you're actually going to pay all those promises. And so there's lots of reforms in that space. There's little things like stopping pension spiking where folks get a big raise right before they retire and then they retire on a higher salary. But then longer run systemic reforms that move these systems to defined contribution systems rather than defined benefit systems like everyone else in the private sector has. And so these are the types of hard decisions that have to be made to put budgets on a sustainable future.
Adam, where can folks learn more about you?
They can find me at heritage.org, or I also write on our news website, the Daily Signal. Lots of good stuff at both of those stations.
Hey, before I do let you go, so moving forward with the potential, it's going to be the new Biden sort of the Biden government here. What can we expect tax-wise from him? Do you think he's going to roll back what Trump had done? And
it really depends on how Georgia makes the Senate makeup. If Republicans continue to sort of have a majority in the Senate, I think it'll be difficult for Biden to push through large tax increases. But the threat is out there regardless of who's in power, because at some point our multiple trillion-dollar annual deficit will mean that Congress has to make one of two hard decisions. They will have to raise taxes or they will have to cut spending. And the pressures there are inevitable. And taxes can't just go up on the wealthy either. They have to go up on middle-class Americans if we don't reduce the growth rate in spending. And so I think the future is very uncertain. I think the Americans need to understand how expensive big government actually is and why constraining the growth of the federal government is the way to sort of set us up for a more prosperous economic future rather than taxing our economy into the ground.
So worst case scenario, if the Republicans were to lose Georgia, what are we talking about?
The center of the Senate is still a Manchin, so the Senate is still won't turn into the House of Representatives, but it makes it much easier for Biden to pass rollback pieces of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, increase taxes on businesses, so they start moving jobs overseas again. It allows him to tax capital gains is the same rate as income, like right. He said he wanted to do. It's a whole host of things sort of start opening back up and setting the tables for things like carbon taxes for every bit of your energy is taxed. The list goes on and on, and where they settle is unknown, but right. All of those things are popular.
Adam Aschel from the Heritage Foundation is with us. Let me ask you one more, then I'll let you scoot, and I appreciate you giving me a couple extra minutes here because it's fascinating, interesting stuff. So they just signed the new stimulus package, another $1 trillion that they're going to have to borrow, which as I'm looking at the U.S. debt as we speak right now, that'll take it up to about $28.5 trillion. I just don't know how we could ever pay this back. Where do you even begin?
There are really no good options at this point. You have to put the budget back on a sustainable trajectory, and that means reducing spending. The Heritage Foundation every year puts out what we call our blueprint for balance. We showed last year that you still can get the federal budget back in balance. Within 7 years, it shows it can be done. Even some small portion of that would make a big difference. The spending that we're talking about right now, just for the COVID response, Congress has already authorized over $2 trillion in new debt, not to mention the additional $2 plus trillion that they're going to pass here in the next day or two. That that debt that they've already authorized is an additional $18,000 for every American household that will have to be paid back through higher taxes at some point in the future. So we're not talking about small amounts of money here. This is a big pot of debt that's hanging out over our futures, and it's already making the recovery more difficult because people know that we can't live in this environment where we don't pay for the government we have forever.
Yeah, but you're talking about balancing in 7-8 years the yearly budget. I mean, how are we going to pay back? How are we going to pay down this $20-30 trillion by the time, you know, Biden is done? That's insane. I mean, we can't do it, can we?
I mean, it has to be paid back over a long period of time.
200 years.
But getting to balance is the first step of that, right? If we don't have an annual balanced budget, there's no mathematical way to pay it back.
Right.
And so that's the first step, and praying that interest rates stay low, because if interest rates go up, all of a sudden all of that debt becomes so expensive to service that it will swamp everything else in the budget.
Well, listen, I can't thank you enough, Adam. I appreciate the few extra minutes and good stuff. We'll talk again down the road, hopefully. Adam Michelle with the Heritage Foundation. Go online, heritage.org. I've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Alaroo for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroo sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroo. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. 1/3 of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Our main guy, Wayne Allen Root, will be here at the top of the hour. Every week I try to bring this guy to the national stage, one of my favorite guests on my own morning show. 30-plus years of military expertise, and we ask him about everything. And that's Stephen Bucci through the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lee. Thank you for having me back.
Well, we appreciate it. Hope you had a great Christmas. I think you did, and that's fantastic. We got a lot to talk about. All right, this explosion in Nashville, I mean, I can't think of a better guy to sort of get the skinny on it than you. So what do you know that we don't know? Or
well, this one is kind of an oddball one. You know, terrorists normally don't give you a 15-minute warning to tell you to get out of the, you know, neighborhood before they set off a bomb. You know, that one had everybody scratching their heads. Thank God for the law enforcement officers that responded to the original call and then, you know, heard the information, started getting people out. They obviously saved lives, even though they were putting themselves at risk. I hope all the knuckleheads who wanted to fund the police remember that. And, you know, and I don't know if anybody noticed, but there was a black cop, there was a white cop, there were women, there were men. They were an example of law enforcement in America that, you know, it's us, just us with a lot more sacrifice involved. That aside, just looking at it, I don't know. They kind of got to the conclusion really quickly. That's normally not the case in a bombing. So, you know, I don't think that the FBI and ATF and all those folks have just packed up and gone home yet. You know, they may have said, you know, we're sure this is the guy, but they're going to keep looking because there's still an awful lot of forensic evidence to go through and make sure this really is the person that, you know, they think did it. I know there's some question on the Internet. Was it really the same camper? There was a picture of the camper that exploded with one stripe on it and the camper at this guy's house that had two stripes on the top. I don't know. I'm not that familiar with campers, so we'll have to wait and see. The bomb, the pictures that I saw, the bomb looked like it might be a propane-based bomb. you know, you get a bunch of propane containers together, you wire them together correctly, and you make a pretty sizable bomb. And it's usually flame. Not all explosions have big fireballs like they show in the movies. Propane explosions usually do. That would be something that somebody who owned a camper would have access to regularly, wouldn't raise any eyebrows if they bought a couple extras. So it could just be one disturbed person who seemed to have a problem with AT&T because that was the building closest to the explosion. But we don't really know any of that for sure yet, Lee. It's going to take a lot more investigation before we come to a final conclusion.
And then there was a rumor released yesterday for a while that there was another one of these sort of, I don't know if it's a copycat or what, that was diffused. What do we know about that one?
That one, my understanding was no connection they could make other than, you know, a guy with a white box truck with the same sort of message playing. Yeah, it didn't seem to be from the news reports I heard. It's apparently just some idiot who decided it would be funny to do the same joke. I don't know why people think that's funny. It's also illegal because it's a threat. So that person will be cooling their heels and thinking about the blessings of their sense of humor or not for a while. But it did not, from my understanding, was not a connection to the other one. It may have just been a true copycat, fortunately not with a bomb.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And that leads me to ask you this question. I've been talking about this for a while. We haven't had many terror attacks or any at all, Stephen. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we've been working pretty hard since 2001 to make sure that doesn't happen again. Our intelligence, law enforcement, and military networks, if you will, are pretty good at responding to, you know, the chatter, those really subtle hints that sometimes fall out, and we've squashed a bunch of them. Some of them people know about, some of them they don't. But we've been pretty effective at doing that. That can be discouraging to your average terrorist because it takes a lot of effort, and you know, and they're basically a one shot deal. So if you're successful, you're a hero. You go to heaven. If you're not successful, you know, you don't. So they're really cautious about doing it. I mean, just kudos to our security elements of all sorts, all working together, that really, you know, that's the case. There was no lessening of the monitoring and attention to terrorism under President Trump, though he did widen the aperture a little bit, and, you know, our military started thinking again about big wars and that sort of thing. But that's not to say that they lessened their focus on terrorism. So I think it's just a job well done. And as the Navy would say, Bravo Zulu, you know, that sort of congratulations. The good guys are doing their job and doing it well to protect it all of us. We should thank them for it.
The great Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, I just looked at the clock. I'm out of time. I've got to run. Thank you for another great year. I appreciate it. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he's up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.